The women's NCAA tournament proceeds this weekend with regional games, and it doesn't get more regional than the Carolinas, where basketball is king, unless you're in the Carolina that's further south. On Sunday, the University of South Carolina will take on the more seasoned North Carolina to determine which will go to the Elite Eight. This is South Carolina's first time as a number one seed, so only a game's Karen Given recently asked head coach Dawn Staley what it's like to be one of the new dancers on the hardwood.
To be a number one seed for the first time, I think it's exciting because it's usually for those traditionally rich programs that have won national championships and have gone to Final Fours, you know, year in and year out. And to have someone new like the University of South Carolina, I think it gives the whole country a breath of fresh air.
South Carolina did have an Elite Eight appearance in 2002, but the year before you arrived, the Gamecocks won only two games in their conference. What did it take to turn the team around?
You have to do things the right way. You have to instill discipline, and then you have to recruit, and you have to recruit, and then you have to recruit some more. Early on, we would outwork teams, and we would come up short. We didn't get outworked. We got out-talented. And now we're at a point in our program where our talent level is just as good as everybody else throughout the country. And, you know, when you have that, when you have talent, when you have discipline, when you have belief, you can be incredibly successful. And that's what's happened to our program.
During your playing career, you were named National High School Player of the Year. You were twice the National Player of the Year in college. You've won three Olympic gold medals, and you were a six-time WNBA All-Star. Do all of those awards make it any easier to convince your players that your way is the right way?
Honestly, I wish I could say yes, but I'm at an age where I play before they were born. You know, I think kids nowadays, they just think we're old fogies, but they're making history of their own this year.
Well, your team's success has not gone unnoticed. This week, a columnist for the Post and Courier compared you to the Dalai Lama. I don't know if you saw that. And when Ohio State tried to recruit you away from the Gamecocks, the governor called personally to ask you to stay. What has all that attention been like for you?
The attention has been great because it raises the awareness of women's basketball in the state of South Carolina, and we're breaking down barriers. Our attendance has skyrocketed. On our last home game, we had close to 13,000 fans witness us win a regular season SEC championship. So when the governor calls, when your boss, Ray Tanner, doesn't want you to leave and he shows you, he gives you your flowers while you can smell them, we can only be successful when you have that much support around you.
I understand that your team is young and that you have a pretty good recruiting class on the way. So should we get used to seeing South Carolina at the top of our brackets?
If I'm a betting woman, I would put my money on South Carolina. You know, if you've seen the growth of our program, the tight-knit group of players that we have, to the recruits that we have coming into the future, when all of those things line up, it leads to you having sustainable success in years to come.
Coach Dawn Staley is one of four finalists for the Naismith Women's College Coach of the Year Award, which is one of the few honors she hasn't previously earned. Coach Staley, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. In August 2011, Marty Fish was ranked 7th in the world among male tennis players. At least in tennis circles, he was like Cliff and Norm at Cheers. Everybody knew his name. Now, not so much. Fish recently posted a series of photos of the specialty lattes and other delights he'd ordered over the past several months at Starbucks, the stuff where they have to write your name on the plastic cup. First they wrote Artie. Next time it was Morty. That morphed into Marty, which became Arnie, and a few days later, Morty, M-O-R-D-I-E. And then last Friday, Marty Fish finally got his drink in a cup labeled Marty. I bet this never would have happened if he hadn't slipped to number 372 internationally.